I thought Maharaj was giving class today, so I'm sorry for being late. I didn't realise that. They rang me and said, can you give class? So I rushed to come down here. So I'm sorry I was late. Otherwise I would have been on time. Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 17, Chapter entitled Description of the Varnashram System, Text Number 53. Putra darapta bandunam. Sangama panta sangamaha. Anudeham viyantyete. Swapno nidra nugoyata. Putra of children. Dara, wife. Apta, relatives. Bandhunam, and friends. Sangamaha, the association. Living together. Panta, of travelers. Sangamaha, association. Anudeham, with each change of body. Viyanti, they are separated. Ete, all these. Swapna, a dream. Nidra, in sleep. Anugaha, occurring. Yata, just as. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. The association of children, wife, relatives, and friends is just like the brief meeting of travelers. With each change of body, one is separated from all such associates, just as one loses the objects one possesses in a dream when the dream is over. Translation, responsibly. The association of children, wife, relatives, and friends is just like the brief meeting of travelers. With each change of body, one is separated from all such associates. Just as one loses the objects one possesses in a dream when the dream is over. Purport. Panta Sangama indicates the momentary association of travelers at hotels, restaurants, tourist spots, or, in more traditional cultures, freshwater wells and walking paths. We are now associated with many relatives, friends, and well-wishers, but as soon as we change our material body, we will immediately be separated from all these associates, just as, upon awakening, we are immediately separated from the imaginary situation of a dream. One becomes attached to the sense gratification of one's dream, and similarly, under the spell of the illusory concepts of I and mine, we become attached to the so-called relatives and friends who gratify our sense of false ego. Unfortunately, such fleeting egoistic association covers our real knowledge of the self and the supreme, and we remain hovering in material illusion, futilely endeavoring for permanent sense gratification. One who remains attached to the bodily concept of family and friends cannot possibly give up the false egoism of I and mine, or I am everything and everything is mine. Without giving up material sense gratification, we cannot become steady on the transcendental platform of devotional service, and therefore we cannot relish the actual flavor of eternal happiness. Unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, therefore accepting Lord Krishna as one's only friend, one cannot give up the hankering for temporary and superficial material relationships. A traveller far away from his home and loved ones might strike up superficial conversations with other travellers, but such relationships have no ultimate meaning. One should therefore revive one's lost relationship with Lord Krishna. We are constitutionally part and parcel of Lord Krishna, who is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure, and our original relationship with him is full of love and happiness. But because of our desire to enjoy independently from him, we fall down into the confusing, meaningless network of material relationships created by Maya. An intelligent person realizes there is no actual pleasure or satisfaction for the soul on either this planet or any other material planet. Therefore, like a weary traveller exhausted from his journey, he should go back home, back to Godhead, for eternal peace as the faithful servant of Lord Sri Krishna. Omagyan Timalandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshiran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vansha Kalpatra Rubyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So Bhagavatam says that the material world is a dream. This is stated in the second canto. When the Bhagavatam was first heard, it was four verses, which was spoken to Lord Brahma. Canto 2, chapter 9, verses 33 to 36 is called Chaturshloki. These are the original four verses of the Bhagavatam. These verses were heard by Lord Brahma from Lord Krishna directly from his flute. That Brahma was awakened on the top of a lotus flower. Imagine you wake up in the morning. Everything is dark, and you feel around you. You feel, what is it that's around me? And you feel that you're on a padma. You're on a lotus flower. So he's very confused. He's thinking, where am I? What is this? So then he goes over the side of the lotus flower, and then he begins to travel down the stem of the lotus flower. Now, Prabhupada describes in the second canto of the Bhagavatam that the stem of that lotus flower is the Milky Way. Down at the farm, where I live, in the forest, then at night time, especially Amavasya, if there's no clouds, then you can see the Milky Way very clearly. Thousands and thousands of stars like that within the Milky Way. So this is the lotus stem going up to Satya Loka, or Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma lives on the top of that lotus flower. So he travelled down the lotus flower, and he travelled down the stem. But he travelled for a long, long way, but he could not find the beginning of where he was. So he was confused. Where am I? Where does this begin? What is this situation I find myself in? So then he went back to the top and he sat on the lotus flower. And then, because there was nothing in the universe at the time, there was only the lotus flower, there was only himself, everything was dark. So then he heard at the bottom of the lotus flower and the Garbhodaka ocean, in the navel of Lord Vishnu, there are some waters situated, and the lotus flower is coming from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's navel. Then some of the water in his navel was tapping onto the side. The waves were tapping onto the side of the lotus stem, and he heard the sound, tappa, tappa. Tappa. So he heard that sound. So then he understood that he should perform tapasya, austerity. So then he began to perform tapasya. Tapa means heat. If you want to make advancement in spiritual life, you have to become intense in your devotional service. This is spoken in the Bhagavatam. Akama sava kamova moksha kama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushamparam. That devotional service, to be effective, in other words, to take us back to the spiritual world, it must become tivrena. Tivrena means intense, very focused, fully focused. Example is in the Mahabharata of Arjuna, focusing on the eye of the bird. Arjuna was focusing perfectly on the eye of the bird. Dronacharya had said to everyone else, all the other disciples, Yudhishthira, Duryodhana, Bhima, all of the brothers of Duryodhana, everyone, he said, what do you see in that tree? They said, I see the bird. What else do you see? And said, I see you, I see my brothers. No, put down your bow. And the next one, what do you see? I see the bird. What else do you see? I see you, I see my brothers. Put down your bow. Went through 100 of them, more than 100 of them. And then finally, there was only one person left. It was Arjuna. So he said, what do you see? He said, I see the bird. He said, what else do you see? He said, I see nothing but the bird. He said, what do you see on the bird? He said, I only see the eye of the bird. He said, release your arrow. The bird dropped from the tree. It wasn't a real bird, it was a mechanical bird. And he said, release your arrow. So this is bhakti. Tivrena. Tivrena means has to be fixed. You cannot deviate in your consciousness. If you want to make spiritual advancement, if you're always anishta, nishta means steady. Anishta means unsteady. Always your consciousness is going here and there and there. How do you make advancement? You make advancement. But if you want to make serious advancement, if you want to go back to the spiritual world, then you have to be tivrena, focused in your devotional service. So this tivrena, bhakti yogena. So when Brahma heard the sound tapa, tapa means heat. Tapasya, it means become focused now. Do some austerity. Make advancement. Tapo divyam. Do some transcendental austerity for the pleasure of Krishna. What is our austerity in ISKCON? What is our austerity? Like that. What do we do for austerity? Tapasya. One time, Prabhupada was on the beach in Jagannath Puri. He was walking down to take bath, and all the devotees saw that Prabhupada was walking to take bath. So everyone ran after Prabhupada to catch up to Prabhupada. And then the sand is very hot on the beach in Jagannath Puri in the hot season. So Prabhupada was walking down to the beach. All the devotees were running after him to catch up. And Prabhupada turned around, and many devotees didn't have shoes on because they saw Prabhupada, so everyone just began to run. So then Prabhupada said, no, this is not good. And he said, go and put shoes on. And he said, there's enough austerity in Kali Yuga. He said, austerity in Kali Yuga means no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Every day you chant 16 rounds. That is your tapasya. Right? But because our founder Acharya, because Srila Prabhupada is a Goshtyanandi Vaishnava, he's a preacher. So actually our main austerity in Kali Yuga for the ISKCON devotees is to preach. That is our tapasya. We take austerity. What does austerity mean? Right? Austerity means you voluntarily accept some inconvenience for a higher cause or for the pleasure of another. Because we want to preach, we want to deliver other people in Krishna consciousness. So therefore we take some austerity on ourselves, right? Then we'll take some inconvenience so others can receive Krishna consciousness. That is tapasya. That is tapo divyam. That is transcendental austerity. And that brings one to Krishna. That is the best way to come to Krishna. That is what attracts Krishna. As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, do not try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. And Prabhupada points out that if you preach, then you will become recognized by Krishna. Krishna will see you. Krishna recognizes, oh, this person is not just interested in himself. He is interested in delivering so many others back to my lotus feet. Therefore, you attract the mercy of Krishna. So this is our austerity. This is our transcendental austerity. This is our tapasya. This is where we put in our energy. And this is how we advance in Krishna consciousness. So, Lord Brahma, he was sitting on top of the lotus stem. And then he began to perform tapasya, austerity. So he became very focused, began to meditate. And he meditated for a long, long time, thousands of celestial years. And then finally, Goddess Saraswati, Divine Saraswati, doesn't mean the Saraswati in this world. Actually, Brahma's wife is Saraswati. Saraswati is the goddess of learning, of knowledge, like that. It is not that Saraswati, it is the divine Saraswati coming from a spiritual realm. She came and she gave him initiation. And she gave him Gayatri mantra. And she said, now you chant this mantra, right, and you will become realized. So he began to chant. So for those of us who have Brahminical initiation in ISKCON, it is the sixth mantra. We chant seven mantras in Gayatri. The sixth mantra, which is called Gopal Gayatri mantra, is meditating on Gopal or Krishna. He began to chant that mantra. So he chanted that mantra for a long, long time. And then by chanting that mantra and meditating on Krishna's pastimes, then he heard the sound of Krishna's flute. Right? And that flute that entered his ear, and then he said, what is this sound? And then we heard that sound like that. That was the sound of Krishna's flute coming to his ear. So when he heard that sound of Krishna's flute coming into his ear, that sound was the Kam Gayatri. Kam Gayatri is the seventh mantra that we're chanting in Gayatri Mantra. The seventh mantra is called Kam Gayatri. So he heard the Kam Gayatri that entered his ear, and then he began to meditate on Kam Gayatri, and then he saw Goloka Vrindavan. By meditating, then Goloka became manifest before his eyes. And that's when he chanted Brahma Samhita. Chintamani. He saw that the entire ground is covered by Chintamani. Chintamani means touchstones. It means thought-conscious stones. It means everything in the spiritual world is conscious. Nothing is unconscious. Nothing is achit. Everything is chit. So he saw Chintamani. He saw that everything was effulgent. So he saw the spiritual world at that time. So it describes that at that time he saw Krishna. He saw Gopinath chanting. Playing his flute. Now it says that that Gopinath that he saw at that time is Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is the deity that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared into when he left this world in Jagannath Puri. And last night in the theatre, I gave all the Bhakti Bhai Bhav students some chandan, which came from the body of Tota Gopinath. The actual chandan, which has come from his lotus feet. Then we received some of that, so we gave it to all the devotees. So if anyone else would like some, come and see us after class. And we'll give you some also. Like that. We have some very special Mahaprasadam. Yeah. So, this deity of Tota Gopinath, this is the deity which Lord Brahma had darshan of. Like that. Now, Lord Brahma, he heard the sound of Krishna's flute enter his ear, and that sound was the Gayatri mantra, and then it manifested as Chaturshloki. Chaturshloki means the four original verses of the Bhagavatam. In the second canto, Chapter 9, verses 33 to 36, then these are the original verses. So from these four verses, Brahma taught these to his son, Narada. And then Narada gave them to Srila Vyasadeva. Right? So this is the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So he gave these to Narada, and Narada expanded these verses into what we have now as the Srimad Bhagavatam. On this planet we have 18,000 verses. This is the Bhagavatam. Now this comes from the original four verses. So every verse in the Bhagavatam is an elaboration on these original four verses. It has been expanded by Narada. So here we're in chapter 17 of Canto 11. This is called, what is this section called? Uddhava Gita, right? This is Krishna speaking to Uddhava just before Krishna leaves this planet. Not long before end of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra, the war was fought. Yudhishthira was installed as the king. Yudhishthira was ruling in Hastinapur, which is Delhi. Krishna was living in Dwarka with the Yadu dynasty for a number of years after the battle. And then just before he left this world, he spoke Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. So now, this particular chapter is called Description of the Varnashram System. Four Varnas, four Ashrams. Chaturvanyam maya srishtam gunakama vibhagashaha. Krishna says, I create these four Varnas, these four Ashrams. Why? Because this is human society is naturally divided into these Varnas and these Ashrams. Naturally, people have proclivity to act in one way or to act in another way. This is created by Krishna himself. Now, here it has been described the four ashramas. A couple of weeks ago, we gave brahmacharya class. The verses on brahmacharya ashram. Should we give another brahmacharya class? We will give a brahmacharya class. Okay. Why? Because Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur says that the grihasthas are grihastha brahmacharis. Right? So it is the same thing. Right? Not exactly the same, but it is practically the same thing. This verse now Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, how this is grihastha dharma. How does the grihastha behave? He's already discussed this, how brahmachari behaves. Now, what is the dharma of the grihastha? Actually, it's the same thing, because you're living with the wife or you're living with the husband, yet you're practicing celibacy. So it is grihastha brahmachari. We're practicing brahmachari. We are brahmacharis. Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur said grihastha brahmachari. We are brahmacharis. Same thing. Right? Sex life is only to procreate a child. Same thing. It is brahmacharya. The consciousness is the same. But ideally, the husband and wife are assisting each other to become Krishna conscious. That is the difference. You are living with the opposite sex. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in Kali Yuga, a grihastha ashram is a very good ashram for Vaishnavas in Kali Yuga. Because Kali Yuga, everyone is so contaminated. By the time you become a devotee, you've already had association with the opposite sex. In the Vedic civilization, then you would spend 20 years in the Gurukula, living with the Guru, not associating with the opposite sex. Brahmachari means you do not associate with the opposite sex. Brahmacharini means you do not associate with the opposite sex. Only if it is service, then you associate. Otherwise, not association. Otherwise, take off your saffron. Give up your ashram. Do not be mityachar, Krishna says, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Do not be pretender. Either you're a brahmachari or then you're not. But don't be hypocritical. Right? So it means that brahmachari life, or brahmacharini life, means you do not associate with the opposite sex. And you concentrate on cultivating knowledge and serving the guru. That is your dharma. You serve the guru, you cultivate knowledge, you study the Vedas, and you perform menial tasks in service of the guru. Right? Now here Krishna is speaking about grihastha life. But he says, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself speaking to Uddhava. He is saying that The relationships we have in this material world are just temporary. Because what happens is that, as Bhagavad Gita describes, this material world is a dream. Just before the chapter of Shloki, in chapter 9 of the second canto, it is described that the Bhagavad Gita describes in the opening verses of the 9th chapter of the second canto, this material world is just like a dream. Dreams are what you have when you fall asleep. Then you dream. Right? This is called swapna. Right? So you have some dream like that. So Bhagavad Gita says everything we experience in this material world is a dream. Reality is something else. When you wake up, just like when you're dreaming, and then you wake up, and then, oh no, that was just a dream. That was not real. It was just in my mind. Right? Figment of my imagination. So similarly, everything we experience in this material world is the dream state. Reality is something else. This is not reality. Of course, for us it's reality because we're serving Krishna, so this is reality. But the point is that in the material world, for all the conditioned souls, it is not reality. It is not real. Reality is something else. But everyone thinks, no, the dream is real. But the dream is not real. Just like Krishna is saying here, everyone becomes attached in this material world to their family. Right? My mother, my father. Aham mameti. Right? My mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my wife, my children, right? My family. Right? This is material consciousness. Then in your next life, right? In 50 years' time, you'll be in a different body, most of us. Right? But then you'll be in a different body, and then you'll have another family, and then you'll say, no, this is my wife, my father, my mother. Then what happened to the other ones? Right? They were yours. And then if someone shows you a picture, this is your family. 50 years ago, this was your family. So I don't even know these people. I never saw them. I don't know who they are. 50 years ago from now, we were in a different body. Right? And then we had another family, and we thought that was our family. Right? And now it's all changed. Right? So therefore Krishna says, this is basic jnana. What is the first thing Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita? Jnana. Right? Verse 11 to 30, chapter 2. First thing Krishna says. Asochanam vasochas tvam. First thing Krishna says. In the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Jnana. Here is knowledge. Right? Every day you put on new clothes. And when you put on these new clothes, you take off the previous day's clothes. But you do not think I am the clothes. It is simply an outer covering. Then you take that off and then you put on new clothes next day. So similarly, this is what we are doing lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in the material world. But you are thinking this temporary situation is reality. That is a dream. Bhagavad Gita says it's swapna. It's just a dream. So Krishna is saying that this is what grihastha life is like. You become very attached to your material relationships, but it is a dream. It is not reality. It is temporary. As it says here, aham mameti. Aham means I. Mameti means mine. Now, I, in the material sense, what do we say? When we say I, then what do we say we are? Right? You say, I am the body, which means you say, I am man, I am woman, I am Indian, I am New Zealand, I am Aussie, I am. This is aham. Now, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in Madhurya Kadambini that we have to change this I and mind concept to the original I and mind concept. So what is the original I concept? What is the original aham concept? I am? Aham Brahmasmi. That's true, that's the beginning. But I am? I am servant of Krishna. Jivera, Swarupa, Hoy, Krishnera, Nitya, Das. Mahaprabhu says, this is reality. You are Krishna's eternal servant. Krishnera Nitya Das. You are eternally servant of Krishna. Eternally. That is your constitutional position. That is your Swarupa. Huh? Rupa, form. Swa, your. Right? Your form. Swarupa. That is your form. That is your identity. Jivera. Jiva. You are Jiva. You are spiritual. Swarupa. Your form is. Jivera Swarupa Hoy. Krishnera. Krishna Nitya Das. Eternally you are the servant of Krishna. Eternally. Just like one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I resign. I resign from my service. Prabhupada said, how do you resign from being Krishna's servant? How do you resign? Right? That's what you are. You are Krishna's eternal servant. You have to realize this. Not that you have all these false upadis, these false identifications and relations. No, but you understand, I am Krishna's servant. Now, what type of servant are you? What is your constitutional position? Who are you in the spiritual world? Hands up if you want to know who you are in the spiritual world. You're not even interested. Everyone's like, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, what's, you know, what's for breakfast today for callers? Oh yeah, I'm a gopi as well. Oh, that's nice. No, this is, you have to become, Lord Chaitanya says, Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram. Ai means eagerness. Oh. Nanda tanuja. Oh. Like that. I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Now pick me up and place me as an atom on your lotus feet. This is eagerness. If you have no eagerness, you are not advancing Krishna consciousness. If you don't want to know who you are, you'll never know who you are. If you just want to stay on cruise control in devotional service, then that's where you'll stay. If you just want to cruise along as a devotee, I get pakoras for breakfast. And, you know, I do a bit of service. I chant a few rounds. I say Hari Bol. Like that. If you just want to cruise, yeah, fine. You can cruise. That's no problem. You cruise for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. You'll just cruise along. That's okay. That's good. It's better than being not devotee. But if you want to understand who you are in Krishna's pastimes, then you have to become very serious. You have to become eager to attain Krishna consciousness. Not cheap a thing. Rupa Goswami says, Tatra Loyam. Right? Loyam means greed. You have to become greedy. What are you greedy for at the moment? You're greedy for Rasgulla. That is your consciousness. You're attached to your tongue. That's basically where your devotional service is at. You're attached to prasadam. That's why you join the Hare Krishna movement. You know? But if you want to make advancement, you have to become more advanced than that. If it wasn't for prasadam, none of us would be devotees. That is the fact. Spiritual life begins with the tongue. Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grayam Indriyai Sevan Muki Hi Jiva. Jiva means your tongue. Ado begins with the tongue. Adi means the beginning. Spiritual life begins with your tongue. You chant Hare Krishna, you take prasad. But it is the goal, but it's a different type of taking prasad. How did Lord Chaitanya take prasad? Lord Chaitanya said that when he took prasad, he could taste Krishna's saliva. When he took prasad, he said, I can taste Krishna's saliva. When he took the Jagannath Mahaprasad from Puri that Jagannath had taken, he said, I can taste Krishna's saliva. That is taking prasad. You're just worried about how many pakoras you get. So you have to elevate your consciousness. Right? If you want to advance, if you want to understand who you are in Krishna's service, or do you want to just think, I am Indian, I am Australian, I am man, I am woman, that's material consciousness. If you want to go beyond that to who you actually are, you have to become serious in your Krishna consciousness is intense. Follow the process. Pray to Lord Chaitanya. Monday is Gaura Purnima. Come on Gaura Purnima and lay down. Do Dandavat in front of Lord Chaitanya and stay there for a long time and pray to him. Everything in your heart. Right? Because Gaura Nitai, they're the only people who can save the fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga Pavan, Lord Chaitanya is the savior of the fallen souls in Kali Yuga. He will fulfill your desires. He will take you back to the spiritual world. Right. So, it is said that we have this consciousness, aham. So aham needs to become. What does aham need to become? I am. What did I just speak about? Aham means I am Krishna's servant. Right? So aham needs to become I am Krishna's eternal servant. Right? And mameti. At the moment we think I and mine. Mine. Mameti means it is mine. I am. Right? I am a man. I have a wife. Mameti. This is my wife. This is my children. This is my house. This is my car. No? So this is mine. We think like that. Aham mameti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says we have to change mameti, mine, into Krishna is mine. I am Krishna's. Krishna is mine. That is devotional consciousness. Krishna is mine. He's my Krishna. That is spiritual consciousness. Otherwise, we think everything in this material world is mine. This is mine, this is mine. I have a Rolex watch. I have Birkenstock shoes. I have IBM computer. I have Samsonite suitcase. I have Lacoste t-shirt. I have Levi jeans. If you think, aham mameti, it is all mine. No, Krishna is mine. This is spiritual consciousness. Krishna is mine. I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's servant. Krishna is my master. That's how devotees think. Right? I am Krishna's servant, eternal servant. Krishna is my Lord and master. And when we become more advanced, then we think Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son, Krishna is my lover. And even amongst the very exalted devotees in the spiritual world, amongst the gopis, who are the highest devotees in the spiritual world, then amongst the gopis there is two divisions. There is the right wing gopis and the left wing gopis. Who is at the head of the right wing gopis? Wrong. Which side is Radharani standing on? Left. So why is she right wing? Who is in charge of the right wing? Chandravali. Very good. You have to know these things. What happens if you get back to Goloka Vrindavan and you don't know anyone's name? You get back to Goloka Vrindavan, you walk around for 1,000,000 years. Hari Bol, you know, I am Swarup Manjari. What was your name? Mataji? I am Champakalata Gopi. Oh, you're Champakalata. Have you seen Radharani? Yeah, she's over there. It's like, you have to learn who is in the spiritual world, because when you get there, you have to fit in. So who is in charge of the right wing? Chandravali. Who is in charge of the left wing? Srimati Radharani. She is in charge of the left wing. Now, what is the nature of the left wing gopis? They are not submissive to Krishna. What is the nature of the right wing gopis? Headed by Chandravali, they are submissive to Krishna. There is a difference in the way they think. One is right wing, one is left wing. Chandravali and all of her gopis, they think we belong to Krishna. Right? We are Krishna's servants. Right? Radharani and her gopis think Krishna belongs to us. Right? He is our servant. Actually, they think we are his servant. But he belongs to us. So then you see there's always some competition between Krishna and Radharani and her gopis. The one place at Govardhan Hill is called Dan Gati. Dan means tax. So Krishna comes and he stands there as the tax collector. He stands there with Subal, Madhumangala, his intimate friends, and they all stand there. And then Radharani and the gopis are walking across the hill and they have pots of yogurt on their head, carrying the pots. And Radharani is walking and they see Krishna. They all start saying, there's Krishna. And Lalita, Vishaka, Radharani, they all look. And they all surround Radharani to protect Radharani. And Krishna says, you gopis, you walk through here every day and you don't pay any tax. So today you have to pay tax to the tax collector, to the tall man. I am the tax collector. I said, and then the gopis say, well, who are you? And he says, I am the king of Vrindavan and everyone has to pay tax to me. And they said, well, how did you become the king of Vrindavan? They say Vrindavan belongs to Vrindadevi. So Vrindavan belongs to her. She is the queen of Vrindavan. So how did you become the king of Vrindavan? And then Krishna says, well, Vrindadevi is my wife. So therefore everything belongs to the wife, belongs to the husband. So Vrindavan belongs to me. And the gopis begin to laugh. They say, we never heard that you're married to Vrindadevi. So they all run off to Vrindadevi and they say, you married to Krishna? And she says, I'd never marry that black boy. So then they all run back and they say, yeah, well, Vrindadevi says that she would never marry you. And Krishna says, anyway, I don't care what anyone says. You have to pay tax. And they all say, well, actually, Vrindadevi gave Vrindavan to Radharani, so she is Vrindavan Eshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan, so Vrindavan belongs to her, so you can pay tax to her. And Krishna says, well, you know, I am the king, and if you want to go past, then you pay tax to me. So then all the gopis charge towards Krishna and the cowherd boys. And Krishna and the cowherd boys stand there, and then they try to stop the gopis. And they start knocking all the yogurt off their heads. And the yogurt pots are smashing all over the ground. Everyone is fighting and tussling like this. And then in the middle of the whole pastime, the Radharani and Krishna come together. And then they start pulling on each other. And then Krishna is trying to get Radharani and pull her veil off her head. Like that. And Radharani is pushing him away, saying, going away, you obnoxious boy. Who are you? Like that. So these are the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So it says that the pastimes in amongst the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then Radharani and her group, they see Krishna as belonging to them. They're not submissive to Krishna. So this is Krishna consciousness. This is advanced consciousness. This means aham mameti. Right? Instead of thinking I am the enjoyer in this material world and everything mameti belongs to me, we have to change our consciousness to I am Krishna's servant. And Krishna is my Lord and Master. And as the very advanced devotees think, then they think in pure Krishna consciousness, they think very high thoughts about Krishna. That is called Swarupa. That is what Lord Chaitanya wants us to attain. But if you want to attain that, then you have to become very serious in Krishna consciousness. You have to stay awake in Bhagavatam class. Do you think you'll become an advanced devotee if you sleep in the Bhagavatam class? No. Do you think you become an advanced devotee if you sleep when you're chanting your rounds? You won't become advanced. Do you ever sleep when you're eating pakoras? That's the only thing that we're attached to in this material world. So if we want to become advanced in Krishna consciousness, then you have to become serious about that. So we'll stop here and we'll see if there's any questions or comments on what we discussed. Saraswati. Yeah, the guru. No, divine Saraswati means Saraswati from the spiritual world. She is like Lakshmi. She's goddess of fortune. She came and she gave. Because in the material world there was no one else, there was only Brahma. So then someone had to come from the spiritual world to initiate him. So then the process began like that. So. Lakshmi, divine Saraswati, like that. So. Someone else had a question? I heard Radhanath Swami say this. Yeah, Radhanath Maharaj. So I don't know what the praman or what the where it comes from, but Radhanath Swami told me, not told me, but I heard him say. And then I asked last year, I was in Jagannath Puri, and Burujan Prabhu and Sachinandan Swami were there, and I asked Sachinandan Swami, he said, yes, this is true. Someone else had a question?
Today's context, how do we see the relationship among ISKCON devotees? Are they eternal or they are also
temporary? Yeah. So the question is, how do we see the relationship between the devotees and ISKCON? Is it eternal or temporary? What is the answer?
Eternal.
Prabhupada said there will be another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So it is eternal. But we will look a little bit different. But same. We'll know who each other is. We'll see each other and we'll know. It's us, we'll say. But everyone will look differently. One time, Brahmananda Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's first disciples, he had a dream. And in the dream, Prabhupada was a young, golden boy. Very young, very golden, like that. And then he said to Prabhupada, he said, I had a dream, you were a young, golden boy. And Prabhupada said, if you saw my real form, you would faint. So when we see each other in the spiritual world, we will not be looking like this. No one wears glasses in the spiritual world. It's all material. Like that, so. Any other question or comment?
So,
Michacha, third chapter. It's in the first 10 verses. Yeah, the first 10 verses of the Gita. And Krishna says, Michacha, I think it's verse 6. Okay, remember. He says, do not be a pretender. No, because Prabhupada explains, one time the devotee said to Prabhupada in the bridge buses, who is their guru? Prabhupada said, Krishna is their guru. So in the spiritual world, Krishna is there. He is the Adi Guru. The original guru is Krishna. All other gurus simply represent Krishna. So when you're in the spiritual world, Krishna is there. So he is your guru. So you do not need to take initiation. But in the spiritual world, you always follow your dasa, dasa, anudasa. Anudasa means you are a follower of the superior devotees. Everyone in the spiritual world serves Krishna through Radharani. Right? And then Radharani has her intimate associates, Lalita, Vishakha, the others. And then they have their intimate servants, maidservants, Rupa Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari. And then there's so many servants which come. So in the spiritual world, we are serving Guru. We don't take initiation, but we are always serving Guru. and the original guru is Krishna, and Krishna is there. Just like in 1977, just before Prabhupada left this world, the devotees said to Prabhupada, please stay with us, because they knew that Prabhupada would leave soon. So they said, Prabhupada, please stay, do not leave. Right? So then Prabhupada closed his eyes, and he meditated for 3 or 4 minutes, and then he came back and he said, I spoke to Krishna. Krishna said that he is leaving the decision with me. Krishna said, it is up to you if you want to stay or if you want to go now. It is up to you. So it means the pure devotees, they directly speak to Krishna. In this material world, we cannot directly speak to Krishna. So therefore, we take initiation. But the relationship with the spiritual master is eternal. The relationship you have with your guru, that is eternal relationship. So you serve the guru in this world. When you go out to the spiritual world, you'll serve the guru. You will also assist the guru in serving Krishna. Chakudan Diloye. Jammi Jammi. Prabhu says. Yeah. Jammi Jammi means birth after birth. I will serve. Any other question or comment? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.